It's easy to get glory, to receive the accolades of men. That's the easy part. When they announce and you're to come on to the podium and receive your reward or your award. As Neil Armstrong said, that's one small step for a man. But it's all that goes in to the making of the champion. And that's what people don't see. They see the podium. They see your moment in glory. And they'll rejoice with you and be proud that you represent their country in the Olympics. But they don't know. They haven't a clue what you've been through. Life is like this. Often people see only the end product, the visible, but they don't see everything that went on behind the making of that masterpiece. It's common in so many things. It's common in the things that you see in the market. There's lettuce, but you don't know where it came from. The long journey that it's been on. The sacrifice of the agriculturist and farmer that planted the seed and brought it forth, even in this day of technology. One should be grateful for the complexities that surround every product. When you get in your car every day, do you realize what it took to make that car? When you eat your food, do you think about the sacrifice of those that provided it for you? America, do you realize the price that was paid for your liberty, your freedom? As a nation, you should be grateful, and you should be cognizant always of those who walked before you. But the ungrateful one of this generation, they're so self-absorbed and focused on their own situations. They're not thinking about what went on before. They're only concerned about me. What do I get out of this deal? And that's a selfish mind. My son, my daughter, you are the Olympiads. Know this for certain, that the podium awaits you. It's already been granted. And that's the easy step, to receive the accolades and the respect. But it's everything that's gone on behind you. My daughter, the days of fasting, the days of seeking Yahweh, the days of waiting patiently for a word from above to confirm what's in your heart. My son, the days of practice, the many hours of learning. But really, you are ministering the Spirit. And this is what takes the real practice and the real development and the real education. It's not a mind thing. You can't bring people to me through witty techniques. But you must bring them to me through the anointing. What I am asking of you in this season, both of you, of your lives, is that you would work behind the scenes and prepare the means whereby you will stand to receive the trophies and accolades that will come in future days. It is an inoculation against selfishness. It is an inoculation against diva mindset. Oh, look at me on this stage and with all of the people's accolades. I must be something great. My son, that is something that is tainted, adulterated. It's not godly. It's fleshly. And it will not bear fruit. It will burn up as wood, hay, and stubble in the day of revealing. I want your work to remain, my son. My daughter, I want your hard work to remain. And I want to bless you and give you reward for those that have come to my door because of you. And those who have said, yes, Yeshua, I'm coming in to love you and receive you. The preparations that are going on right now are preparations that are necessary for long-term growth, long-term blessing. The preparations are so that you can run your race, not be disqualified, and not lose face. This is so that you can endure. And when the going gets tough, that's when the tough get going. So I want to build it inside of you. For example, my son, that when the going gets tough and you need to send out emails to many followers, that you have developed the ability and the discipline to do this. That's why you're exercising right now this which you sometimes say is not really your gift. Well, it may not be your gift, but you can still do it because it's an important part of what it requires for you to win the trophy and the crown. You are on the stage. You are in people's minds, lips, and writings. But all of this is nothing compared to the excellency of knowing Yeshua, whom to know is life eternal. I want you to be able to prepare anywhere you go to lead them to my throne, where they'll be encountering the true and living God. Because when my Holy Spirit encounters them, they cannot resist. But you, my son, will do the softening of their hearts through music. Music is a doorway into the presence of Yahweh. And music is a doorway to get people to receive Yeshua in their heart, to believe, to know that it's not an issue of thinking it with your mind. It's an issue of believing in your heart, believing in your spirit. So this is preparation for you, my children. Do it well. Pass the test. Don't neglect so great a salvation as this. As you would work on an exam, you know that if you leave it to the last minute, you'll never be able to reach your potential. Many of my children are so far short of their potential. They could have been doing so much more, but they accepted the status quo. They didn't want to rock the boat. So I'm causing you to be well equipped to learn the techniques of this. Because this is the day and the age that you're in. It's not been like this ever before in history. So don't look back at old examples to figure out how you're going to do this today. Because what you learned today may even be different than what you learned yesterday. The progressive nature of technology. So my children, you must gird up your minds and your habits. You must prepare. And above all, you must ingest me. I am your living head, and without me you can do nothing. My son, my daughter, draw close to me. Put aside other things that get in the way. Walk with me. My son, walk with me. And you did today, and you ministered to me as you walked around the block. It was good for you and I to just chat, because you have to undergird yourself with anointing. And so take time aside, my children, to just come to me. And sometimes you'll need things that will help you to do that. Sometimes you will need to get away, even from each other, so that I can have my way individually in both of you and others. I will indeed connect you supernaturally with the right ones. You have said in your heart, I want to do this concert because you have put it in my heart. And much time has gone by, my son. But now there is one who is willing to walk with you, to put out his best efforts so that people can receive and learn from you. You are a wonderful example, my son, of someone who wants to come. You're a wonderful example, my son, in so many ways. So press through with that which you've heard from Yahweh. Press through in confidence. Press through that Yahweh will open doors for you. Because when God opens a door, no man can shut it.